What if the same wealth-building machine that creates billionaires was sitting in your pocket right now, waiting to be activated? The stock market isn't some exclusive club reserved for Wall Street insiders wearing expensive suits. It's a surprisingly accessible platform where a janitor once quietly built an $8 million fortune and where you can start investing with the price of a few coffees. Yet 80% of Americans remain on the sidelines, intimidated by jargon and convinced they need special expertise. The truth? Getting started takes less time than binge-watching a Netflix series, and the fundamental concepts are simpler than most people imagine. Modern technology has demolished the old barriers. Remember when each trade cost $7 to $10? Those fees have vanished. Apps like Robinhood let you buy fractional shares of companies with pocket change. The New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ aren't mysterious fortresses. They're just marketplaces where company ownership changes hands. Setting up a brokerage account requires minutes, not meetings with suited advisors. You'll need basic information and a bank connection. Then you're ready to participate in capitalism's most powerful wealth engine. Understanding order types matters more than most beginners realize. Market orders execute immediately at whatever price is available, fine for stable giants like Microsoft, where prices barely budge between clicks. But for volatile stocks, you might pay 15% more than expected if news breaks overnight. Limit orders solve this by specifying your maximum purchase price, protecting you from nasty surprises. Most trading happens 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, though after-hours sessions exist for those needing flexibility. The tools for success now flow freely to everyone. What separates winners from losers is learning to use them wisely. Most professional fund managers can't consistently beat a simple index fund. Warren Buffett won a $1 million bet proving this, pitting an S&P 500 index fund against hedge funds. The contest wasn't close. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, solve a problem most don't realize they have. Buying all 500 S&P 500 companies individually would cost hundreds of thousands. A single SPY share gives instant ownership in all 500 for roughly $400. QQQ tracks tech-heavy NASDAQ companies. Countless others cover emerging markets to specific industries. This passive investing approach embodies elegant simplicity. Buy shares, hold them, let compound growth work over decades. The S&P 500 has returned roughly 10% annually over the long haul. You're not outsmarting markets. You're participating in capitalism's upward trajectory, capturing collective innovation from thousands of companies. Popularity creates risks. Money flooding into passive vehicles raises concerns about distorted valuations. During panics, ETFs can experience temporary pricing dislocations. Yet the case remains compelling. Company pensions have vanished. Social Security faces uncertainty. Building wealth increasingly falls on individuals, and consistent ETF contributions represent one of the most proven paths to financial security. School teachers and civil servants build $1 million portfolios this way without ever earning six figures. Ronald Reed, a janitor who wore safety-pinned coats, left behind $8 million when he died at 92. His secret? Dividend investing with relentless patience. Reed bought quality companies paying regular dividends, then reinvested those payments to buy more shares. Over decades, this snowball effect transformed modest savings into generational wealth. Dividend stocks distribute company profits directly to shareholders, typically quarterly, like owning rental property that sends checks without tenant headaches. Warren Buffett's Coca-Cola investment now yields around 50% annually on his original cost basis due to consistent dividend increases over decades. Dividend aristocrats, companies increasing dividends for at least 25 consecutive years, offer a starting point. These businesses survived recessions and market crashes while still raising shareholder payments. Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson exemplify this approach. Beyond financial benefits, dividends provide psychological comfort during market turbulence. When share prices decline, those dividend checks keep arriving, reminding you that you own pieces of businesses, not just fluctuating ticker symbols. However, some companies maintain unsustainable payouts. The key is finding businesses with reasonable payout ratios and strong underlying financials. Warren Buffett's philosophy is deceptively simple. Buy wonderful businesses at fair prices and hold them for decades. This approach transformed Berkshire Hathaway from a struggling textile manufacturer into a $500-plus billion conglomerate. The secret? Economic moats, competitive advantages competitors struggle to replicate. These moats take various forms. Coca-Cola possesses powerful brand pricing. American Express benefits from network effects. Banks enjoy regulatory advantages. Railroads control irreplaceable infrastructure. Buffett's portfolio reads like a who's who of American business stalwarts, weathering economic cycles while generating substantial cash flows. Most crucial is pricing power, the ability to raise prices without losing customers. Apple exemplifies this perfectly, commanding premium pricing while consumers eagerly pay more. When costs rise, companies with pricing power pass increases to customers. Those without see margins compressed. Buffett's patience contrasts sharply with today's frenetic trading culture. He thinks in decades, not quarters. "Our favorite holding period is forever," he famously quipped. During the late 1990s tech bubble, critics claimed he was out of touch for avoiding internet stocks. When those companies crashed while Berkshire grew steadily, his discipline was vindicated. For those lacking time to analyze individual companies, Buffett offers a shortcut: invest in Berkshire Hathaway itself. B shares provide exposure to one of history's greatest investors, essentially outsourcing your stock picking. Value investing has evolved beyond Benjamin Graham's traditional metrics. Low price-to-earnings ratios often signal value traps. Stocks cheap for good reason, not bargains. A retailer at 5x earnings might be collapsing under e-commerce pressure. A newspaper's low PE reflects advertising revenue decimated by digital alternatives. These are melting ice cubes, priced for current size, not diminishing futures. Consider Blockbuster versus Netflix in 2005. Blockbuster appeared the value stock with established stores and profits, while Netflix seemed speculative. Traditional metrics missed the transformative shift entirely. Stock prices themselves influence trajectories. Rising shares let companies issue equity favorably, attract talent with options, and use shares for acquisitions. Facebook's purchases of Instagram and WhatsApp illustrate this. Its strong stock provided currency to acquire emerging competitors. Modern value investing requires analyzing competitive positioning, growth runways, and adaptability. The most sophisticated investors seek growth at a reasonable price, companies with expansion potential at justifiable valuations. True value comes from future cash flows, not current metrics. Growth investors pursue companies expanding revenue and earnings at exceptional rates, accepting seemingly expensive valuations. Truly exceptional companies rarely trade cheap. Amazon has appeared overvalued by traditional metrics throughout its existence, yet delivered staggering returns to shareholders who recognized its expanding opportunities. Successful growth investing requires monitoring stocks making new highs, counterintuitive for investors trained to buy low, sell high. Stocks reaching new price levels frequently continue upward when driven by fundamental improvement. The most successful growth stocks experience multiple expansion, increasing PE ratios alongside earnings growth, creating powerful return compounding. Risk management becomes crucial with high-growth companies. Stop-loss orders, instructions to sell if a stock falls by a predetermined percentage, help protect capital when growth trajectories change. Many successful investors set stops 7 to 8% below purchase prices, allowing normal volatility while preventing catastrophic losses. Growth investing demands psychological discipline. Hold winners through volatility while cutting losers quickly. The natural human tendency, holding losers hoping for recovery while selling winners too early, directly opposes successful strategy. Your biggest winners should make you slightly uncomfortable with their position size, recognizing that extraordinary business performance often drives sustained appreciation for years. The path to stock market success is littered with preventable mistakes. The most seductive trap involves purchasing stocks hitting 52-week lows, appearing as bargains. These companies typically face serious problems, deteriorating business models, competitive pressures, or financial distress. Employee morale collapses as stock options lose value. Capital raising becomes prohibitively expensive. Contrast this with companies making new highs. Rising prices facilitate capital raising, attract top talent, and create virtuous cycles lasting years or decades. Penny stocks, typically under $5, represent another common mistake. These low-priced securities often represent distressed companies with minimal oversight. Their low absolute prices create illusions of potential, but their percentage volatility proves devastating. A $1 stock moving to $0.5 represents a catastrophic 50% loss. Illiquidity compounds the danger. When buying interest evaporates, sellers find no counterparties at reasonable prices. Short selling, borrowing shares to sell high with hopes of repurchasing lower, inverts normal risk parameters. While traditional buying limits potential losses to 100%, short positions face theoretically unlimited downside. The 2015 Kalo Bio squeeze, where a pharmaceutical stock rose over 10,000% in days, bankrupted numerous short sellers. Finally, trading on others' recommendations without independent analysis prevents development of crucial judgment skills. Tips from friends, television personalities, or social media lack the conviction necessary to maintain positions through volatility. Only personally researched ideas provide the confidence required for successful long-term investing. The stock market isn't a casino. It's capitalism's most powerful wealth-building engine, now accessible to anyone with a smartphone and a few dollars. Ronald Reed proved that extraordinary wealth doesn't require extraordinary income, just extraordinary patience and sound principles applied consistently over decades. The strategies exist. The tools are free. The only question is whether you'll take that first step or continue watching from the sidelines while others build the financial freedom you dream about. Your future self is waiting for you to begin.